Hello, welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, and human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now, here's your host, two-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kosowski.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 19. And I hope you are having the most incredible day, because let's make today great. We are talking about the secrets to success and health. Deepak Chopra said, if we are creating ourselves all the time, then it is never too late to begin creating the bodies we want instead of the ones we mistakenly assume that we are stuck with. Research shows that there is a direct correlation between our health and our success. And when I talk about health, I am talking about the physical, the psychological, the emotional piece, the financial health. As many of you know, or maybe you don't know, I do have a degree in nursing, and health has played a very important aspect in my life. I have been there when a baby has taken their first breath, and I've held the hand of someone who has taken their last. But what I want to impress upon you is the importance of that time in between, from the day you were born to where you are now, of how health impacts your success. Take a moment to think about the people that you would identify as successful. What type of person are they? What do they have that makes you believe that they're successful? And do they look after their health? Again, I'm focused on the physical, psychological, and the financial health. So when we talk about physical health, I can talk about the topic of success and health for days. But I'll streamline it for the purposes of this podcast. It has been demonstrated that people who are physically fit have better eating habits, they miss fewer days of work because they've developed a high resistance to illness because their immunity is strong. Physical fitness provides many benefits, and it's more than just looking good in a mirror. I once read an article about how our brain functions during exercise. And as soon as we're done exercising, the blood flow goes to the front of the brain, where we are better able to focus and concentrate. So if you have something that requires your focus and attention, try going for a brisk walk or a run or some form of physical activity before you jump into your work. People who are actively fit tend to be more acceptant and tolerant of other people. So when they're interacting with others, they can be more forgiving of mistakes and really come from a place of understanding what's going on. They are more productive and they are better problem solvers. They retain information better than those who are not active. And people who are active, they express having lower levels of stress and fatigue. So they are more resilient when faced with challenges, the challenges that we face every day. And what one person sees as a challenge may not be a challenge to another person. But when I talk about being physically active, it is about choosing activities that you enjoy. I want you to do more of the things that make you happy. They may be done individually, or you might love being part of a team. And it is recommended that everyone participates in some form of physical activity at least 30 to 60 minutes a day. I encourage many of my clients that I work with to keep their running shoes in their car so that they can go for a brisk walk between client meetings. It is important to take care of yourself so that you can serve others with your message and your mission. Without your health, you will be unable to achieve the level of success that you desire. And if you require some accountability, get a friend on board. Hire a personal trainer. Learn what it takes to be in your top shape. Don't let your health slip with long hours and poor eating habits. Skipping exercise and grabbing that donut on the way out the door will not serve you. I grew up on a farm many years ago, and I used to carry 5-gallon pails to help my parents with chores. And I learned that I developed a strong upper body. My swim instructors used to tell me that I had a stronger upper body, but I needed to work on my legs. And it really showed up. When I first was introduced to working out in a gym, I wasn't able to lift 10 pounds with the weight machine. I was so embarrassed. I started small, and I started using my own body weight and slowly built up. I can proudly now say that I can do close to 70, 75 pounds, and I enjoy doing other exercises and experiencing new things. I enjoy kettlebells and TRX and competing in triathlons. And you can take on one of the easiest forms of exercise by just going for a walk. Build exercise as a habit into your day, and if possible, do it in the morning so that you can get it out of the way so you don't find reasons not to do it. Develop the self-discipline to go after your fitness health as much as you do in other areas, because how you do some things is how you do everything. The other thing is, make sure that you are hydrated, that you're getting enough sleep. I used to have a phrase and say that I will sleep when I am dead. Well, if you overwork yourself and don't take care of yourself, that day may come sooner than you think. I had many patients like this. They had worked so hard for their successes, but they neglected their health, led to heart disease and ulcers. Plan to get at least 6 to 8 hours of sleep per night if possible. Develop a routine before you go to bed. Turn off the TV and electronics at least 30 minutes before going to sleep so that you can calm your mind, so that you can make your mind ready for the next day. You will be sharper and you will think more clearer about the decisions that you have to make on a regular basis. Your financial health. One of the greatest sources of stress in society today and in marital relationships is financial health, and usually the lack thereof. When your finances are in order, everything around you seems more manageable, doesn't it? When your finances are out of order, there is chaos. There is an increase in stress, tension in relationships, increase in illness such as heart disease, high blood pressure, and you may even become short-tempered. There is greater risk for misunderstanding and saying things that you don't mean. And often, those are things that you just can't take back. Learn how to manage your money by setting a budget. Know the amount of money that you have coming in and going out. It makes a big difference. And if you don't like numbers and money, like the managing of money, get some help. Get a bookkeeper. Get a group of girlfriends together, or, you know, the guys get together and talk about finances as well. Get involved and surround yourself with people who think about money and how they are conscious of what they're buying, their spending habits, all of those things. You will be able to make better decisions about your finances and what you can and cannot do when you know your numbers. Save for what you want. Instant gratification is not always the answer. There are many people who have clothes in their closet that still have the price tag on and have yet to be worn. Balance your checkbook and check your numbers daily if you can. Otherwise, weekly and monthly. Assess what is working and what is not working, and what you can do to improve. You will start noticing that the little things do make a big difference. It could be that you skip a latte or take a lunch with you in the car. Declutter your home and sell things that are no longer used to you. You will start to notice that you can relieve this weight on your shoulders, and you have the opportunity to think more clearly and see the possibilities around you. We all face challenges in life. Some challenges are more demanding than others, but it all depends on how we choose to either respond or react to a situation that affects their outcomes. In the past, research has shown that people are happy due to success. But according to recent studies, happy people or people who set goals, find resources, surround themselves with other happy people, they are the people who achieve success. Ultimately, success is truly a mindset. It is who you are and what you choose to become. Commit to the lifelong learning. Learn new skills and develop your abilities. Learn to be mindful and be present in the moment. Be grateful for everything that you have, and soon enough you will have more to be grateful for. When it comes to psychological and emotional strain, it often comes from those misunderstandings and mindset. You may have recognized some of the people that I describe here in a few moments. People will come from a place of judgment. These are the people who have a fixed mindset. They're not open to learning new perspectives of other people because their way is the only way. They are in constant debate, trying to defend their viewpoint. They react to situations versus respond, causing great tension. I encourage you to do the opposite. I encourage you to develop a learner mindset, one in which is open to learning different perspectives, being flexible and adaptable to new situations, and sees feedback as an opportunity to learn and grow. By choosing to be a lifelong learner about the world around you, you will have less stress and be able to live more in the moment. Leave the past behind you, for you cannot change the events. Learn to forgive yourself and others, for people who know better, do better. And if they have learned, let it go. Start disciplining yourself and focusing on what you want to achieve. Make a commitment to yourself today that you will start looking after your health to ensure the success that you desire, a success that you will be around for to enjoy. Thank you for listening to The Millionaire Woman Show. We are here to help you live rich from the inside out through topics of leadership, business, and human potential. And I'm going to leave you with one final quote by Steve Maraboli. I promise you nothing is as chaotic as it seems. Nothing is worth diminishing your health. Nothing is worth poisoning yourself into stress, anxiety, and fear. From his book, Unapologetically You, Reflections of Life and Human Experience. What I want for you is true success and that you have the health that you desire. Please go on over to get the show notes at www.themillionairewoman.com/podcast and sign up for our newsletters, The Success Secrets, so you don't miss out on all the great things that we have in store for you. And as I end all podcasts, be the change that you wish to see in the world, as Gandhi has said. Go out and have a phenomenal day. Thanks, everyone.